Good morning. Welcome to Smashy Business. I'm Lubna Hamdan.
And I'm Farah Bashir.
And I wonder if people are ever sick of hearing that, like the same.
Yeah, it's like Lubna Hamdan, Farah Bashir, Lubna Hamdan, Farah Bashir. We get it.
We get it. How's it going? It's hump day. It's Tuesday.
Oh, God. I just don't like Tuesdays.
Really?
Because I feel like Monday marks its status. It's the start of the week, yeah. Right? Friday marks its status as like, hey,
end
the
of
end
week,
of the week.
Weekends.
Thursday marks its status as like, hey, it's like more chill, you know, tomorrow. Like, pull through, you can pull through, you know what I mean?
We're almost there.
Literally, we are, as Lubna is like describing. But, and as well as Wednesday
crawling
is like,
towards the weekend.
Literally, Wednesday is like actually in the middle, but Tuesday is like, what are you?
Tuesday is, I guess, the beginning of getting back hope again that we are, we're nearing the weekend again.
Well, maybe.
I'm falling apart here.
It's okay.
Dentist, I've got something going on with my eye.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when you're having a really good run at work or you're having a really good time on the weekend, and then you remember all the stuff that you have been postponing that you actually have to do. Like, I should have gone to the dentist a very long time ago, but I waited until the very last second. Who likes going to the dentist anyway? It's the worst thing ever.
Well, honestly, I agree with you. I hate doctors, like, in general. I just, like, don't like them. They're not my thing.
Yeah, same.
You know? It's no one's thing, but, you know, they just do it with a smile and sad. That's beautiful.
Yeah, unless it's maybe a doctor husband. I don't know, you know, like a, like like when you're when your Arab parents tell you it's either a lawyer or husband.
Oh my God, it's like
lawyer and doctor.
You're only allowed to marry a doctor. And I'm like,
You know what though, parents should be looking at VCs. Apparently it's good money to marry a VC. We don't want to sound like gold diggers here, but I mean, you know, money is good for stability. Stability is good for a family. Anyways, moving on. The reason I'm talking about VCs is Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Shark Tank Dubai. Shark Tank generally, which is the US franchise version of the Dragon's Den. Oh, I live for those shows. Honestly, they're so exciting. Basically, entrepreneurs or business people that pitch or present their ideas, products or services to a couple of venture capitalists, aka judges, or as they like to call them, sharks or dragons in the Dragon's Den, which is the UK version. So Shark Tank Dubai has Ali Khoury, Amira Sajwani, Faisal, and you know, someone from Beko Capital as well. But Ali Khoury specifically has come out and he's being really transparent, right? So he on the show made 7 deals, right? Either by himself or with other sharks like Noor Suwaid from Global Ventures. And he came out on his LinkedIn, in a post on his LinkedIn, and said, actually, 2 of those deals fell out. And he cited differences in valuations and differences in partnership terms. It's interesting that he came out and said that because he was really transparent about it, you know what I mean? And that is lovely. And he said one of the other deals are still is still undergoing kind of they're still basically undergoing due diligence. So that's nice, isn't it, that he came out and actually was transparent and shared that with people, because a lot of people think that the deals automatically go through when they agree to them on television, but that's not actually the case.
Actually, I first of all love fact that he was very transparent, and I feel like any successful businessman needs to be very transparent with him and everyone around him.
Yeah.
And regarding the process, is that it's very easy for us to judge and be like, hey, it's a very simple thing. You just sign a deal and it's like,
sure. For a lot of people, even people who are just watching it for entertainment and don't know much about business, they just
100%.
Take it.
But for people who do not know much about business, the same thing, by the way, we fall through the same thing with media, you know what I mean? People see the finished product, but they do not quite see that there is the pre-production, there is the production.
You know what else is interesting? You know what else is interesting? When it comes to startups, and we cover startups and entrepreneurs a lot, and when they raise money, it's not always the case that it's not always the case that that money is always delivered, right? That the so that's one more thing to keep yes. an eye out. There have been a lot of startups which you know made announcements. They said that they raised X amount of money, and then it turns out that no, actually, some that's of the true. Investors either didn't come through, they didn't agree on whatever it was, or that there became problems in the future, mm-hmm. and that's why the investors did not yeah. follow through with the money. That was actually the case with Alfie, the startup that we talked about that went bust.
True. Yeah, 100% I agree.
So Eddie Khoury said, I'll just go quickly through his announcement on LinkedIn. He said, very pleased to announce that we've successfully completed the due diligence process and signed partnership deals with 4 of the 7 companies from the first season of Shark Tank Dubai that I had decided to invest in one of the remaining 3 companies. The review process for one is still ongoing. Of the remaining 3 companies, the review process for one is still ongoing with the target to be finalized in Q1 next year. Unfortunately, the other 2 deals didn't go through due to differences in partnership terms and valuation. I'm excited to support these young companies and hopefully mm-hmm. help them grow into future unicorns. A little bit about Eddie Khoury. I don't know if you know. Do you know much about Eddie Khoury? Are you familiar with him at all?
Not much. I mean, I am briefly familiar with him.
So he is the CEO of investment office Vivium, but he's obviously more widely known as the chairman of Omnicom Media Group, Mina. Sorry.
Bless Sorry, guys. You.
Sorry. I don't know, am I falling apart? Do I need a vacation? Okay. Hint, hint. So he, as I mentioned, he said that on his LinkedIn. But, you know, Eddie Khoury is really interesting. I'll just go through a bit about Shark Tank Dubai. Besides what we said about the VCs and the judges, or as they call them, sharks, let's go through the one of the 2 companies that mm-hmm. he did agree to invest in on the show. We don't know which companies the deals fell through with. Mm-hmm. We will find that out for you. Just give me a little bit of time. But we know that 2 of the businesses that he did agree to invest in on the show, one of them is House of Pops. Shout out Mazen. We're going to have him on the show very, very soon. The other one is Bake My Day. So both of those are F&B mm-hmm. companies. Yeah. House of Pops is obviously known for its healthy popsicles, and then Bake My Day is also cookies and baked goods, basically.
I mean, honestly, first of all, as a businessman, of course, for sure, he is very much aware of the business market and what yeah. works and what does not work. Uh-huh. And regarding like the healthy pops, I mean, shout out to him. That's the biggest investment that he is putting to step a foot in, because actually like right now
I wonder if that went through or didn't go through. I
hope it did.
We'll
because
just have to ask Mazen when he comes on the show.
I hope he did. I really hope he did, because like right now I mean, as like a lot of people are investing in their health mm-hmm. and in what they eat and what they are actually consuming and allowing their body to, you know, consume.
Yeah.
So,
and you know,
I would be interested.
You know, one of the most interesting things about House of Pops is that both Mazen and his wife, Marcella, did work in big consumer goods companies. And that's why House of Pops did and is doing so, mm-hmm. so well, because they do have that, you know, experience yeah. from those bigger consumer goods companies. The sharks, by the way, on the Dubai show are the chairman and founder of Ithmar Capital Partners, Faisal Jumaa Bilhol, Pripco founder and CEO Amira Sajwani, also at Tamak, CEO of Global Ventures, Noor Suwaid, brilliant, shout out Noor, we also saw her in Qatar last week, and Beko Capital's managing partner, Youssef Hamad. Beko obviously just exited for $90 million, Property Finder, they bought back those shares. So, yeah, interesting show. I feel like it could. We have criticized Shark Tank before mm-hmm. in the past.
Yeah.
the fact that Eddie Khoury is sharing a little bit of the show and the transparency on his LinkedIn does give us hope that it's going to be a little more. It just needs a little bit of like oomph, you
shaking
know,
shaking up. Yeah,
a little
for
bit
sure,
of
course,
a little
shaking.
Bit of sass, a little bit of.
That's true.
I don't know. It's a bit boring for me. It's a little bit more.
I mean, because, like, again, I think
Tiny
because
bit.
Businessmen are very like, I'll do that. They have a business plan and they're very like, I would say like calm and they have their, like their things are very put together. You know what I mean? They did not react. They are very calculated with what they say and how they react and so on.
I mean, you can still be calculated, but give us a little bit of entertainment, you know?
You never know.
A little bit of entertainment. If you watched the Egypt Shark Tank, it's just very, like, it's lighthearted. There's a lot of joking around. There's a, I don't know, maybe they need another, character on that show. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, God. I mean, maybe they need to have, like, a psychoanalysis before having characters join the show, you know, so they can get, like, different characters. Mix them all together.
Not bad. I wonder what the process is. And by the way, we have heard from people who have reached out to us when we did that Shark Tank reel, and we got a lot of people reacting. At first, it didn't have. By the way, Shark Tank Dubai isn't Arabic. They do have English subtitles. They didn't at first. It is on Awan and the Awan app and Dubai TV. But a lot of people don't know what Awan is. A lot of people don't use it. It's not on Shahed. It's not on Netflix. It's not on any of those streaming platforms. It is on YouTube. It doesn't even have its own Instagram account, Shark Tank Dubai. Why?
Maybe that's a business strategy. You never know.
I feel like it's a lack of business strategy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So anyways, moving on to the next story, which is last but not least for sure. It used to be that the Middle East, or people used to say that, and we did kind of do that. We tried to copy the outside world. We tried to copy the Western world, the outside world. Oh, I don't know why.
Well, now they are copying us.
In a desert. Now they seem to be copying us.
God.
So, salt. Mm-hmm. Salt is being copied in London.
And I don't approve.
You don't approve?
No.
Nobody does. So there is Salt London. The grand opening was on Saturday, the 18th of May, in Leicester Square. Mm-hmm. Leicester Square. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Please don't judge me because a lot of people don't know how to pronounce Arabic words, so it's fine. Gosh, it looks exactly like, the branding is exactly like Salt's branding.
And it's even the name.
And the name as well. So there's basically a trending TikTok video. It's revealed that a restaurant in London is using Salt's same name branding menu, and it claims to be the UAE-based restaurant. And we know that it is not, because from the, obviously, two women behind Salt, they were originally three. We'll get into that story later. They are two now, Amal Al-Marri and Deem Al-Bassam. Salt originated from a simple trailer at Dubai Kite Beach by these two women, and they emphasized using great fresh ingredients and community. And guests are welcomed as the part of the family, known as Salters.
Salters,
The restaurant belongs to an independent food company and has grown to generate over 18 billion dirhams in revenues. It has 2,500 staff and over 30 branches. Whatever, that's not really the part that matters. You guys can find that information online. What's very interesting in that is that... Oh, I need to catch my breath. I need to go slower on this because I know it's more of a podcast, so I know I need to relax a bit. Salt actually rose to fame from their Fine Salt campaign.
God.
Remember?
Yes, of course, but I want to talk about this.
Yeah.
Why copy the name? Why copy the branding? Why copy it all? It doesn't, and the same name, like the branding as well, has the same name written, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, finally copied it all.
They copied it because it works, right? And they know that it has credibility, and they know that people would...
But that would be bad, because then it's going to give people who actually live in London who are going to try Salt the idea that that's how Salt tastes like in Dubai, when it's not.
I remember years ago when... there was a Box Park in the U.S., I think, and they were. Some people were claiming that Dubai ripped that off, the Box Park concept in Dubai. But I feel like that's, you know, it's just a concept of a place. It's a wider place with shops, etc. It wasn't the exact same shops. It wasn't the exact same concept. This, however, is a downright copying, literally copying.
Yeah.
Someone said in the comments, someone is making fun, saying selling burgers is a ripoff, crying laughing face. Someone else said, if salt has been copyrighted and trademarked in the UK, they can definitely take action. I really hope they had the foresight to do that. To do that, at least after year one, at least. Someone said selling good ideas is also a ripoff. Shawarma joints worldwide are ripoff. Biryani hotspots are ripoffs, and even coffee breweries and makers are ripoff. I disagree with that.
I disagree because, like, the burger that Salt, you know, offers is quite different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Someone said they copied the whole brand, the whole concept and branding, and then tell people they are affiliated with the Dubai-based Fine Salt. That is a major red flag. Someone said, of course, it's a ripoff. Another one said, sue them. They have literally copied every single thing, even the menu. And then someone said, is it weird that this makes me want to have salt? Lol. I think I can agree with that. This does want to make me have salt.
Honestly, it's like, oh yeah, there you go. That's my homework. Just don't copy it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. there was a funny story about, and this is the last thing before we end the show. Richard was telling me the other day that he had bumped into or was on the same panel as Amal, one of the founders of Salt, and she was telling him how when they first wanted to be present and and set up shop on Kite Beach, they were told that they can't because of a specific license. They couldn't get the F&B license there. And then they told they told the authorities that were in charge. They said, okay, what if we just bring a trailer? They said, no, you can't, because that's like a, you know, that's a trailer. It's not a it's not an F&B food thing, whatever. It's a car. And then they said, okay, so what if we take the wheels off?
No way.
And then that's how they allowed them to keep the trailer there.
That's a cool
story. Because they took the wheels off. So
that's a very cool story.
Anyway, I didn't tell it very well. I'm sure Richard would have told it in a better way, but I wasn't there. So so we will be back with you guys for more tomorrow. And don't remember.
Don't forget.
Definitely do remember, but don't forget, if you have any stories that you would like to share with us, please get in touch and let us know what they are. And we will see you tomorrow.